The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to North Idaho Radio, 97.1 FM Sandpoint and 1450 AM Bonners Ferry. This is Chamber Chat. I am Mickey Quinn, the Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. Today, our guests from the Downtown Shopping District. This is the last weekend to complete your Christmas shopping list, so with so few shopping days left, the best way to take care of that list is right here in our local shops. We will be hearing from a variety of businesses in this hour, so get ready to get some great ideas for those last-minute gifts. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. Tonight at the Hive, a royal Christmas party. Doors open at 7 p.m. The band plays at 8:30. Entry is free. Wear your Christmas best or worst. Ugly sweaters, Santa suits, elf costume. Just be festive. Tonight at the Hive, 7 p.m. Saturday, the 21st, is a holiday concert with Bridges Home. This is a benefit concert at the Sandpoint Area Senior Center, 820 Main Street, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. This concert will feature some favorite holiday music with hot cocoa and cookies. Come warm up by the fire and enjoy some heartwarming music and the company of your friends and neighbors. Entry fee is by donation. Don't miss the opportunity to see Bridges Home on Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Senior Center. Also tomorrow, Saturday, from noon to 4 is the Downtown Sandpoint Shopping District Cookie Walk. There will be carolers and Santa Claus will be strolling around downtown from 2 to 4 p.m. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that later with our guests from the Downtown Sandpoint Shopping District. Saturday evening, the 21st, you have some live music options. First is Devin Wade's Christmas Party and Line Dancing Lessons. This takes place at the Hive. Doors open at 7 p.m. For an additional $10, line dancing lessons will run from 7:30 to 8:30. The band hits the stage at 8:45 p.m. This is a 21 and older event. Saddle up for some country rock music extravaganza at the Hive. Visit Eventbrite to reserve your spot. The second live music event happening Saturday night on December 21st is at the 219 Lounge. Live music from Right Front Burner. Ages 21 and older can join in the fun at the 219 Lounge for a free show. This starts at 9 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday, December 22nd, the Music Conservatory's Bel Canto annual Christmas concert, Amal and the Night Visitors, will be performed at the First Lutheran Church, located at 526 South Olive Avenue. Donations are welcome. The show will run from 4 to 5 p.m. Sunday, the 22nd. Monday, December 23rd, is Festivus at the Panada at 7 p.m. Festivus is a comedy event and celebration of the show Seinfeld. It includes trivia, acting, grievances, and culminates with the feats of strength that always ends up with George crying. All proceeds go to the Panada. You can reserve your tickets in advance for $10 by visiting the Panada website, panada.org. This is Festivus is happening Monday, the 23rd, at 7 p.m., at the Panada. On Monday and Tuesday, December 23rd and 24th, you can ski with Santa. Santa will be sliding down the slopes around Schweitzer before he begins his travels around the world. You'll be able to catch Santa cruising around several beginner and intermediate runs, so be on the lookout. He'll have candy to pass out to all the good girls and boys. For more information, visit Schweitzer.com. Now let's be sure to remember those in need, especially at this time of year. Your donations to whatever charitable organization are welcomed and so appreciated. There are plenty of worthy organizations all over the world, but remember those that are right here in our area, because these organizations help our neighbors. Local nonprofits and charitable organizations keep your dollars right here in our community, so if you can, consider giving locally if you do. We are going to take a break right now, and right after that, we will be welcoming our first guest from the Downtown Sandpoint Shopping District. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned, and thank you for joining the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We will be right back.
In Idaho, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 11.5 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 43,000 Idahoans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $20.2 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
The newly remodeled Roxy's invites you to Sandpoint's biggest toy drive party this Saturday. Live music with Sandpoint's favorites, the Maya Kohal Band at 7. Bring new unwrapped toys and cash donations are greatly appreciated. Celebrate the winter solstice, helping out the community. Sponsored by the Sandpoint Lions Club. See you at Roxy's and dance the night away on Pine this Saturday night.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
Martha was ready to switch to a career in IT.
There's always a need for IT specialists, especially with AI coming out and cybersecurity. It's practically recession-proof.
My Computer Career even provides job placement help.
The career specialists, they're very helpful. They care about you as a person, not just a number to them. I would recommend My Computer Career wholeheartedly to anyone.
Take the free career evaluation today. Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Not available in Washington State.
News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. This is Mickey Quinn with the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and this is North Idaho Radio, the Chamber Chat Hour. I am very pleased to have with me today for our first segment, Marcia O'Deliot of Northwest Handmade and Sherry Meekings of the Carousel Emporium and Creations. Welcome. Thank you for being here today.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, nice to see you, Mickey.
Thank you. So my mission today is to give our listeners some brilliant ideas to help them with their last-minute Christmas shopping. You know, there's always that one or two people or more on your list that are so challenging to buy for. I'm hoping the two of you will have some fabulous ideas that will help our listeners with those ones that they're still struggling with. So first, I want to hear from you, Marcia. Northwest Handmade, located on First Avenue, you have a really interesting history and a unique assortment of product.
We do. Actually, we have over 160 artists in our gallery. And we also sell furniture, and they're all Sandpoint local and regional artists, and everything in the store is handmade. And we have things from $0.99 to, and then it goes all the way up. And you can buy something small, you can buy something big, and we're really, really popular for custom. However, those last-minute gifts are probably not going to be done in a timely manner. So if you come on down and just check out what we have, from big or small, you can stuff it in a bag or we'll stuff it in there for you.
And so would this be primarily home decor, home accessories?
That's a tough one, and that's, I think, what makes it really unique. The foundation of the gallery is the furniture, and it is Northwest furniture, and we have a lot of refined builders as well. And then we have art with a motif of the Northwestern, you know, style, but it pushes the edge a little bit on what that can be as well. And we have, you know, kitchen, yeah, I guess home decor. I guess you'd have to say that with everything, because if it's, I guess, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just a great variety.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's so unique that these are local artisans mm-hmm. that provide you with the product that you sell.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the most part, yes. Some of our artists, COVID did push some of our families out, and we told them if they can send it, we will sell it. And so some of our art comes from many places throughout the United States and Canada.
And you ship too, don't you?
We ship everywhere in the world.
Wow.
And that can be a challenge, but we do it.
It's got to be fascinating how someone from another country discovers your store.
It is. And a lot of them is, they're visiting here, or they have family here, or I don't know. Some of the stories that come in are just phenomenal. They're interesting. They're loving. They're heartfelt. And I enjoy every minute of it.
Oh, and you have owned Northwest Handmade fairly recently?
Yeah, just for a couple of years now.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you know the history of how it started?
I do. Yep. Dan and Mama Pam started it almost 31 years ago. And it was just with one bed in a window that he built because they moved here from somewhere else and they needed to make an income. And they shared a space with a t-shirt shop. And our space, when you come in, it has been many spaces, many homes to many different businesses. And when each business left, we opened up that space to be a little bit bigger and fill it up with more things. And we provided a place for artists to hang their stuff.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So come in and you have salespeople that can help people that are just lost and overwhelmed.
Yes.
Make some decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you. So Northwest Handmade, First Avenue.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Marcia. Sherry.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Carousel Emporium.
All right. Well, I want to back up for just a second because I love Marcia's store. So I love Northwest Handmade. I love Dan and Pam. They've been part of my family and life, all of them, Marcia's family, Dan's family, for the 15 years that I've lived here. And it's almost like, I mean, it's an adventure going into the store. I mean, go take a look in there because it's just such a great representation of all this art, like all the handmade artisans in the Pacific Northwest. And so it's always a journey for me, and I love it so much. I get so inspired, and anything I purchase from there, I can feel the heartbeat behind it. And it makes such a special gift for people. And I mean, I can't say enough about it because if I could, I'd fill my whole house with it. Yeah. And I don't know. I just love how Dan's heart passed to Lori, uh-huh. then passed to Marcia. It's been so fun to watch. And
Well,
you guys are awesome.
The exchange that you two are having right now, and then even before we came on the air, how Marcia was reminding Sherry of all of the different categories that she has in her store, the support where in maybe some other towns you guys would be, you know, competitors, fierce competitors.
Oh, yeah.
But you're collaborators and right. supporters.
Family.
Yes,
yeah.
We are family. And
that's wonderful.
You know, that's a really good point. Sandpoint is not Wall Street. It is community. And every dollar that is spent here has a rippling effect that impacts us all.
Sure does.
And the more we realize and see that, the more we can support one another and feel and feel the impact that it has on each one of us. Wherever you're from, wherever you're coming from, wherever you're going, like art is a feeling, and Sandpoint is a feeling. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yep. Thank you.
Oh, I just want to add to that. Can I? I know we're probably pressed for time, but I'm like, I kind of, when someone new comes to work for me or new to the community and they're working for me, I'm like, we're the face of this community. All these people come downtown and they connect with us. And I know so many retailers downtown personally. It's why we do it. Yes. We do it because we love meeting those people. We're people.
Yeah.
And we like to hug them and love them and get to know them through their good times and their not so good times. And we like to celebrate with them. And it really is a family downtown. Mm-hmm. And I've learned a lot about downtown being there for so many years. We employ 3,000 people in our downtown core,
wow,
which is really awesome.
Oh, wow.
And so people that are a little hesitant about maybe coming downtown or, you know, whatever, maybe they haven't been down before, come on down there because we're making jobs for our children, our grandparents, our, you know, our moms, our dads, everybody.
Our neighbors.
Yes. And it's so cool. And we really are, it's a family. It's tight and it's beautiful. And yeah.
It's welcoming. It's really fun, too.
Yeah. It's fun to be a part of it.
So, Sherry, tell us about the Carousel Emporium.
Okay. Well, so the Carousel Emporium, I purchased from Linda Gillum in 2017. She opened it in 2011, and she had this vision of just a whirling array of goods and ever-changing, and so that's why she named it the Carousel Emporium. Well, I helped Miss Linda open that store, and she decided to retire in 2017, and it just felt so natural, and she just came alongside of me and boosted me and gave me encouragement to purchase the business, and so I've owned it. I think I'm on year 9, so however that math works out, I was sitting here counting, or maybe I'm year 8, I don't know, and so I've kept it like that, and It's just so fun to get so many different things. So we have lots of departments, as Marcia just reminded me. I mean, I have unique handpicked things that I personally pick out from all over the world. So I specialize in women's clothing, accessories, jewelry, shoes. We have home goods. I've added 1,000 book SKUs this year, cookbooks and flowers and faith, and I like to keep everything positive and just beautiful words throughout the store with home goods. I like it to be an experience for people, to make them feel joy when they walk in. And new is a little men's department. And it's been selling out so well. Like, I didn't realize men love clothes so much. It's been so much fun to work with men and just to watch how they buy. And they're so interesting to talk to. And so we have a brand new shipment that just came in. We got a refill right before Christmas. And I've learned something about men. They love soft fabrics and things that feel good.
Interesting.
I know. I never knew. And they have so much style and they just love that texture. So we just got some really soft, awesome stuff for guys.
Nice.
Yes. And then, and I got a brand new leather jacket shipment at the last minute as well. And so leather puffer jackets with hoods, fur, sheep inside. So that's really fun. And we have a great winter department, gloves and hats and scarves. And I mean, there's just a lot to choose from. And if you need help, we have staff and we can help you shop. We do it professionally. Mm-hmm. And we love doing it. We love to find the right thing for the right person.
So people should not be afraid to ask for assistance.
Oh, no way. Come on in. We gift wrap for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, this is what we love to do. We prepare all fall for our community to come in, and it makes our staff happy. It makes everybody happy. So we're happy to serve, and that's what we want to do.
Well, it sounds like our customers cannot go wrong shopping downtown at either Northwest Handmade or the Carousel Emporium.
That's right.
The whole downtown.
Awesome.
You're not going to be ringing yourself up.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks, Mickey.
It is time for a station break, but don't change that dial. We will be right back soon with two more guests from the Downtown Sandpoint Shopping District. You are listening to the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. With year-end fast approaching, it's time for Taylor & Sons' annual model year-end clearance. Right now, Taylor & Sons has added huge discounts to year-end red tag pricing rebates to offer markdowns on new Chevrolets not seen in years. Taylor & Sons has our best selection of new Chevrolets in quite some time. Brand new 4x4 Silverado 1500 trucks starting at $39,575 plus tax and fees. Couple select member rebates and loyalty rebates for up to $8,250 off MSRP on new Chevrolet Tahoes. Lease a new dealer demonstrator Silverado EV with $5,000 due at signing for $825 per month plus state tax and fees. In addition to these model year and clearance prices, Taylor & Sons has discounted our huge selection of 2025 model Chevrolet inventory. You can view our entire inventory of new Chevrolet vehicles online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and today I'm not here to sell you a thing. I'm coming to you in gratitude. As we enter into this holiday season surrounded by friends and family, we can't help but give a heartfelt shout out to all of our loyal customers who've supported us from year to year. We can't help but celebrate a feeling of satisfaction that we've been able to serve you with your home building needs. We've repaired your torn window screens, broken window glass, replaced doors, installed custom shower glass and screens, phantom screen doors, beautiful new cabinets and countertops. I could go on and on. And whether it's replacing a little picture frame glass or a new house full of windows, doors, and cabinets, we try and treat all of our customers with the same type of service and respect. And all of us here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets appreciate every single customer who comes in our door. So finally, from our family to yours, we wish you the most joyous of holiday seasons and just a plain old thank you from Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. It's still the place to go.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. This is Mickey Quinn, and I am pleased to have with me now Aaron Johnson of Verdant Plants on the Cedar Street Bridge and Stacy Mueller, the General Manager of the Cedar Street Bridge Public Market. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yes. Aaron, I'm really intrigued by your business. I have been by a few times, and every time I walk by your store, it always puts a smile on my face. So share with our listeners about your store.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Verdant Plant Shop is upstairs in the Cedar Street Bridge, and we're all about indoor plants and helping people invite nature into their homes. We also have things for plant people that aren't actually plants, so all sorts of plant-adjacent items.
Oh, interesting. So if I'm shopping for someone who has little experience caring for plants, what would you recommend that I buy for them?
Yeah, it can be challenging to buy plants for another person, but I have a lot of recommendations for very easy care, very forgiving plants like pothos or snake plants that are very easy to care for.
I've never heard of those before.
Yeah, well, stop by. I'll show you.
Okay.
They're lovely. You know, if you're not comfortable buying a plant for someone, I've got care items. I've got little grow lamps that are very cute and useful here in our North Idaho darkness. Mm-hmm. And gift certificates always are great for someone who is just learning to take care of plants.
Great idea.
Okay, so, I got to just add, she also has wonderful macrame pot holders, and I've watched them do workshops as well. So she's a really good teacher, and she has a green thumb. So if anyone needs some tips, at least just come in and see her.
Thanks, Stacey. Excellent. So what about someone who is already a plant lover? They have a green thumb. They have a lot of experience. That's kind of intimidating to me. I have someone on my list that I need to buy something for. What would you recommend that I get that person?
A great question. I recommend buying something that will help them take their plant game to the next level, or something that maybe they wouldn't buy for themselves. For example, if they're anything like me, I just do my watering with an old jug, but I have some really beautiful watering cans, and maybe they wouldn't buy that for themselves, but it's a way to help them kind of elevate their plant life at home. I also have things like watering globes. If they travel, that can keep their plants watered while they're gone. I've got baskets, I've got pots, and like Stacy was talking about, the macrame plant hangers. All sorts of things. I've got care kits with fertilizers and leaf spray and leaf cleaning gloves that we could put together for someone who already has a lot of plants but maybe just wouldn't splurge on themselves.
And your shop is fairly new to the Bridge.
That's right. Yeah, I've been open since the end of April when the Bridge had its grand reopening, was my grand opening.
And had you ever had a retail plant shop before?
Not a plant shop. I did sell plants at the farmer's market here in Sandpoint. And then when I saw the space open up in the Bridge, I thought, this has got to be the plant shop.
That is amazing. Well, thank you for being with us and all those great ideas. I need to stop in and pick out a gift.
Yes. And well, that's a good reminder. I'm not usually open on Sundays and Mondays, but I'm going to be open Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 10 to 6, just in case you have some last minute folks on your list.
Very good. Thank you. Well, Stacy, general manager of the Cedar Street Bridge Public Market.
You're so funny.
I pass you many mornings on my way to work, and you're parking your car and walking to the Bridge. I used to make that little journey every day back when I managed the Bridge 27 years ago. So give our listeners an idea of the different types of shops they'll find if they come and visit the Bridge.
Well, one of the things I've been trying to do, Mickey, is provide a little bit of something for everyone. So it's not just shopping. We have wonderful shops. Carousel has been a flagship there for 15 years. And of course, this toy store and the Christmas store. It's like she's actually been there the longest. But we have Bedazzled that has a wonderful rocks and crystals. We have an Ask Fashion. It has a little Japanese flair, Chinese flair in the back. She has just really unique gifts in the back. Sugar Tooth has expanded. And so down below, you'll see the beauty of that. But upstairs has been the fun part because we've really filled the Bridge up. I'm on a waiting list right now. Wow. And I've brought in different kinds of talented people that offer also workshops and experience. We've created spaces for people to sit, and we also have places where people can eat. So upstairs, Damon opened up, and you've been there before. I've seen you.
Several times.
Sunshine on Cedar, and he is open till 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday evenings. And that's just the most beautiful view right there in the middle of the Bridge. Local Yokel is downstairs for all those people that are gluten-free, and she has a lovely space right in the front. But then upstairs, we have Panaeus Bistro, and they just opened a couple weeks ago. And so we've opened up the Bridge at 8 in the morning now for the people that are there for coffee and breakfast. And so we've really expanded, and I'm really excited to see all these different. We had a Hallmark moment a couple weeks ago. The Bridge was so packed, and the part that made me so happy was watching John see Robert and watching Sherry see Sue and, you know, all these locals that were connecting, and they hadn't seen each other for a moment, and yet they were able to find each other in that Bridge. And then just enjoy the experience. So I kind of sat back and I was like, this is Hallmark right here, you know, and that's been really fun. So
it's such a unique structure.
It is.
And it's interesting, the history that has happened there, all the different iterations of who's been on the Bridge, you know, all the different stores. But I think sometimes locals may not venture down there because they think, oh, that's a touristy kind of place. But it really, yes, it's a great place to send tourists. Mm-hmm. And if you have visiting family to come into town to go down to the bridge. But there are so many wonderful shops that they could pick up great gifts or just experience, like what you said, mm-hmm. that neighborly moment and seeing people that they know.
Yeah, I've actually really focused on that because, you know, here we are living in this beautiful land, and that bridge we should all be enjoying as locals. And so in my mind, in my heart, trying to bring the right people in, I wanted to make space for that where the locals said, oh, I want to go to the bridge because I can go do a workshop at the ceramics, Sandpoint Ceramics, or come to the plant store and, you know, learn how to macrame. So there's different things that are there available now at the bridge. And so I'm encouraging all the locals to come in. Matter of fact, we are opening the bridge later for that last minute shopping on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We're going to be open until 8 o'clock in the evening. So for those who have that last minute shopping, you know, come on down to the bridge and then you can experience maybe some dinner or a glass of wine, maybe even a cup of late afternoon cup of coffee. That was hard to say for me. I don't know why. But anyways, yeah, we're all working together to share that heart to Sandpoint.
And the new owners, mm-hmm. That happened just within the past 12 months, right?
Yeah. So Joe is a really, really good, he's a family friend. I call him my brother. He knew, you know, we had a lot of friends that were, had businesses at the bridge. And so he kind of knew the story that was going on and he stepped in and said, well, why don't I buy it? You know, and it was a very philanthropic move, because there was a lot going on there at the bridge. And then he asked me to run it. And I said, sure, I would love to, because I would love to see this downtown thrive. And I know the bridge has a big portion. There's 25 businesses there. We have 3,000 people that are employed just down on First and Cedar. So, you know, it is a bit of a heartbeat of this, of Sandpoint. And I wanted to, even before the bridge, you know, coming aboard it, I was helping out downtown with those events because I wanted to see all those small businesses thrive. And so now I'm just in a different position to still do that. And, you know, it's not easy to have a business these days.
That's for sure.
I just think that all the locals should just come down and just experience it because it is a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking earlier about how important spending our dollars locally is to our community and how there's that ripple effect. And the dollar that you spend for, you know, someone here locally, then that helps them take care of their kids and then, or take their car to the shop to get repairs. That ripple effect, it just multiplies over and over when you spend your dollars locally.
Yeah. And I'm watching it firsthand. I don't have a business, but I oversee them. And so I carry the heart of all those tenants and how hard they're working and know what's going on behind the scenes with their families. So when people do come in and support it, it does make a huge difference.
So last minute shopping, mm-hmm. for those people that have those really difficult people on their list, what would you recommend?
Well, let's see. I know everyone wants to give gift cards, but I think that's like a little impersonal, which you're going to find a gift card anywhere. But one thing that Carousel has is they have a little bit of gifts in every category for the grandma, the grandpa, the young kids. I always love to just go in there and just kind of peruse because she's always finding stuff, you know, and a lot of times people just don't take the time to look and see what she has, but you will definitely find a really unique gift there. And let's see, Erin, who else do you think of?
Well, I immediately think of Natalie with her stained glass.
Yeah.
She's got the most beautiful handmade stained glass creations. She's upstairs.
Okay.
Trash glass.
Yeah.
And
that's homemade. So that's unique. Mm-hmm. Someone can give their kids or grandkids a Lego membership too. And that would help creations continue to thrive. You know, it's like a ski pass, fall and winter ski pass, and then they have access to that Lego lending library and Lego nights, which we're having one tonight. So that's another unique gift opportunity.
Especially for grandparents that have not purchased anything yet for their grandchildren.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea.
And then the Christmas store, something, you know, uniquely Sandpoint. She has always, you know, if you want to like send somebody something that says Sandpoint or something that's, you know,
Huckleberry.
Oh. She's got that down there.
Wonderful.
And they're a wonderful, wonderful couple.
Oh, olive oil.
Oh, that's right. Gethsemane. I was like, I knew I was forgetting something. Gethsemane has wonderful. Now, that is a unique gift. You can go in there, find different salts that are different flavors, as well as the oils. They have homemade pecan candies, tea.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, more than enough ideas. And if you haven't been to the Bridge lately, it sounds like you definitely need to check it out. And you have extended hours.
Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we're open until 8 o'clock. And of course, we're already open till 8 for Sunshine on Cedar upstairs on Friday and Saturday at 8.
All right. Well, thank you both for being with me today.
Yeah. Thank you, Mickey, for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's another time for a brief break. When we come back, we'll be chatting with Nicola Manning with Barrel 33 and Leilani Williams of the Downtown Sandpoint Shopping District. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. Call me today at 208-877-6000. I buy houses in any price range and any location in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area and can get you your cash in as little as 1 week. Do you own a house that is vacant, in foreclosure, or needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Sell to us as is. You won't have to make any repairs, and there are no commissions, no fees, and we pay all the closing costs for you. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. We buy houses with tenants in them all the time. Do you think your property will be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation. We understand that life throws us curveballs, and we would love to see how we can help you. If you want to sell your house fast at a fair price, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Ladies,
good afternoon.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Nicola, tell us about Barrel 33 and all the wonderful things you have to offer.
Yeah, awesome. So Barrel 33 is Sandpoint's newest local wine bar and eatery. We focus on small batch wineries in the Northwest region, as well as locally crafted beers, local delicious bites, and we do a lot of events that highlight local vendors. We do live music every Saturday night and a ton of local events every month.
Oh, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about these events that you have.
Yeah, well, to start, we're throwing a New Year's party from 5:30 to 10 on New Year's Eve, celebrating East Coast New Year's, where we'll have live music, prizes, photo opportunities, food and drink specials, and we're also showing the New York Ball Drop at 9 p.m. It's kid-friendly and open to the public, so I encourage everyone to stop in and celebrate with us.
I love the idea of the East Coast Ball Drop.
Right?
And how much fun is that?
Well,
because I want to be in bed by 9:30. Yeah, yeah. I might be headed there afterwards.
That, or it gives you time to go down and just hop the other bars downtown.
So, right? You know,
we're the pregame.
That's great.
Well, we also have a ton of events happening in the new year as well. We'll be offering workshops such as journal making, custom hat making. We have a macrame air plant hanger class, a paint, sip, and plant. And then, of course, our classic paint and sips that we hold monthly. For more information on all of that, you can go check out our website at barrel33sandpoint.com. And then book your tickets from there also. And if you're local and interested on putting on an event, go ahead and reach out to us via our website on our event page so we can connect.
And if someone might want to purchase a reservation for one of your events going forward, is that something they could do so they could give it as a gift?
Yeah, absolutely. We offer gift certificates for our paint and sip classes. So if you're interested in gifting your loved ones with a fun, creative night, you can just stop into the shop and pick up a paint and sip gift certificate.
Awesome. How much fun is that?
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, Leilani, you are coordinating a lot of these events for our downtown Sandpoint Shopping District. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, the next one coming up is Cookie Walk. It's your last, not really your last chance to shop, but we do have some fun things happening for the kiddos. We've got Santa strolling around town with Mrs. Claus as well from 2 to 4, and then we're going to have carolers. I think I'm going to actually go to this because I loved Carol. I just don't have a voice anymore. But we have carolers from 2 to 4. So the Cookie Walk is basically all of our downtown shops get together and put out cookies for you to come by and enjoy. And they'll have specials. Some of them will actually even have enter wins at their own shops. And it's just a fun way to get downtown and meet and greet all the business owners.
It's kind of like having a little Hallmark Christmas right here in downtown Sandpoint.
Exactly. That's what we were thinking, is that Cookie Walk from 12 to 4. You know, you're just kind of out there enjoying, looking at what all the shops have. My suggestion is I never go into a shop and leave. If I see something I want, I get it. Because
there's no guarantee.
And they don't get it back again because it's like we're seasonal here. I never experienced that living in Hawaii. We'd always have the same things kind of coming and going. And so I was like, yeah, well, I'll get it next week or whatever, but not here. If you see something, grab it. Mm-hmm. Because those shops, you know, it's quite quick that those shops run out of, you know, especially your sizes, if you're looking for sizes.
Oh, that is great advice, because a lot of people unfamiliar with shopping in downtown Sandpoint. I'll come back tomorrow. And they come back tomorrow and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have that. I have to go into the bridge and pick up some men's pajama pants for my boys. I hope my sons aren't listening.
They know now.
They know now. Yeah. Yeah. They probably are listening. Sorry, you guys. That's what you're getting for Christmas. They have really, really nice ones though.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. They're thick and warm and cozy and soft.
So tell us just a little bit more about the Downtown Sandpoint Shopping District. What is that?
So it's a conglomerate of about almost 40 shops, businesses. It's 7BIV. We have Cornerstone Primary Care. We also have boutiques, Style Bar, Papillon. It's and all of the different shops like Finn and McDonald's, Gethsemane and Oil, Grace and Joy, Jalapenos, Larson's, 113 Main. I mean, I can kind of go on and kind of give you. It's all of us coming together and taking what small money that is part of the shopping district's fee, which is $600 from October to September. And we do events to just encourage people to come downtown. I know when I first moved here, downtown was pretty sparse in 2015, actually, is when we first started being here. And it was pretty sparse. And now it's vibrant. It's beautiful. Their shops are open, you know, and they're looking to just bring that vitality. So being a part of the shopping district, you get to, one, be a part of radio, which is fabulous. We love the radio station. We do a lot of print. We do a lot of different events so that each event might cater to more of the shops. But we try to include all the other guys in doing some type of giveaways or just including them in stuff. And we also do print on magazines. We've done Sandpoint Living Local. We've done Sandpoint, Go Sandpoint. And then now we are working with Jessica Kimball with Sandpoint Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful magazine. She has them everywhere. She's a rock star. And we're really enjoying the festivities of having the conglomerate of us all just be able to participate in so many different ways. And then with you. Oh, with the chamber. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love working with the chamber and making all that part of what we do every day. You know,
it's a wonderful partnership, and it is reflective of what a great community we have in the Sandpoint and with our businesses. We partner together to lift each other up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you both for being with me for this chamber chat. And in the last few minutes here, I'm going to head into what I call Moment with Mickey. And this is a moment that I share a tip, an insight, wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can possibly be. So my Moment with Mickey today is great leaders ask great questions. Before I stepped into my role currently here with the Chamber, I worked in corporate America for a lot of years. I had a few really horrible bosses, and I also had some great ones. And one of the best bosses ever for me was one that I worked for pretty late in my career. I'm going to call him David. David was one of the best bosses I've ever worked for. He was very humble, which worked really well with his habit of asking a lot of great questions. He obviously knew how to build rapport and how to build connections. And because of that, he had an incredibly loyal team. One person who was not a fan of David, though, was the founder of the company. The founder, I'm going to call him Goliath. Goliath had stepped away from the day-to-day operations of the company, but he was still chairman of the board, and he had absolutely no patience for David's humble style of leadership. But Goliath was not directly involved with running the business, so David was able to lead as he saw fit. When the company hit difficult times, under David's leadership, the majority of his team stayed in place. They could have left for other companies that were experiencing better sales and were still giving raises and even paying bonuses to their people. But they didn't leave. The majority of David's team stayed. Then the founder, Goliath, decided to come back and get involved with the operations and save the company. One of the first things he did when he stepped back into his leadership role was fire David. And then the mass exodus started. Now, there were other contributing factors, of course, but firing David was the beginning of the end. The company did not survive that rough patch. If you want to be successful in business, you must never, ever assume you know all the answers. No one achieves great success entirely on their own. The most successful people in the world have had help from others. The smartest and most successful people surround themselves with others who are also smart, experienced, and who are willing to share their knowledge. So be a leader who asks questions. And if you want to be a great leader, be one who actually listens when your people answer. Well, thank you for being with us today. To learn more about events happening in and around the greater Sandpoint area, go to sandpointonline.com. And if you are interested in becoming a member of the Chamber, visit sandpointchamber.org because you belong here. And thank you, ladies, for being with me
today.
Thank
you. That was wonderful. I was mesmerized.
thank you. Well, I love sharing my little bits of wisdom from 30 years of experience in corporate America, and I love helping our local businesses and would love to see them to be a member of the chamber.
Absolutely. I think that's our next thing. I'm going to go on and get the shopping district on.
Way to go. Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Be with us today on Chamber Chat.
Online at NorthIdahoRadio.com. On air at 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, KSPT.